Hey, all y'all Spawnverts, it's your co-host David Williams here, and we have a special episode for you this week. It is a recording of our live show at C2E2 2024. Woo! We covered Spawn Kills Everyone, the one-shot from 2016, and you will very quickly notice that we maybe had a little couple issues with the audio. Basically, it recorded way louder than we expected, but, you know, you can understand what we're saying all the way throughout. And it didn't make either of us really just want to throw our headphones across the room. So we do apologize for the crackliness of our voices due to the hotness of the mics. But hey, you know, first live show, of course we're going to have a couple of hiccups. We enjoyed doing it with our crowd that we had there. We enjoyed talking about this absolutely ridiculous comic book. And we hope that you enjoy listening to it. If nothing else, it's very, very quick because we practiced, and you can tell. So let's go ahead and jump on into it. Here we are, C2E2 2024. The boys give you Spawn Kills Everyone 2016.
Awesome. Well, good evening and welcome to C2E2. This is Regarding Spawn Live. Thank you guys for making it. If you haven't listened to Regarding Spawn, we bring you two issues, usually on a usual episode from Spawn's universe, except when we don't. And this is one of those occasions where we're not.
Yes.
I am your co-host, John Fisher.
And I am your co-host, David Williams.
And I usually think of a funny question to ask Johnny at this point, but I didn't think of one.
How about how the hell are you doing? Welcome to where C2E2, David. What do you think?
Well, why don't you ask me those questions?
I know, yeah.
Burn through my questions early.
So today, what we're going to be going through is we're going to be covering Spawn Kills Everyone, which is a one-shot from 2016.
Yes,
2016. Indeed. Written by the Todd Father himself,
yes.
Todd McFarlane.
Yes.
Written by the Todd Father, drawn by J.J. Kirby. Just a really exciting.
Oh
no! We'll adjust it. Hey, perfect. Look at that. Thank you so much.
Nice.
But yeah, we're covering Spawn Kills Everyone. It's a one-shot from 2016, written by Todd McFarlane.
Yes, yes.
The creator of Spawn.
Yes.
The Todd Father.
Yes. And it had lots of different covers, Johnny. We're looking at a lot of different covers that it had.
Seven different covers.
Seven.
If you're familiar with Spawn. Or if you're, let's just say we got an audience here. How many people are like currently following Spawn? Anyone in this big Spawn fans? Yeah, come on,
yeah.
We know it.
Yeah.
If this is your first time or you're just wandering in, we do Spawn every week on our podcast, but this week is live. So
yeah. First time ever.
Yeah. So we always start with covering the covers. There are seven covers for Spawn Kills Everybody.
Uh-huh.
First up, you got Todd McFarlane right here. Gotta love him.
Yeah.
The Todd Father.
Yeah, give him that little chibi Spawn with a big belly.
Little chibi Spawn with a big belly. He's got a giant impossible 90s gun. Everyone loves one of those.
Yeah.
It's got like a rocket launcher and a scope on it. We've got a J.J. Kirby FCO Placentia up top there.
Yeah.
Leanna, how do you pronounce it? Leanna Hay? Leanna He? Which is like Spawn with a heap of different dead superheroes.
Not the heap, though.
Not the heap, just a heap.
R.I.P. heap.
Another Todd McFarlane with dead people all around baby chibi Spawn.
It says, I didn't do nothing, mama. Exactly what it says.
This issue is Todd McFarlane at his most deranged. It's nothing like regular Spawn issues, as you'll see as we go along with it, but it is definitely worth going through.
It's kind of like a collection of all of the fart jokes from the first 20 issues put into one story.
That's the funny part about Spawn is we've been reading some of the classic ones, and like it's really serious and like grim and dark, which is really cool, but like in the early issues there's a lot of fart jokes. You know, a lot of like burping in the alley. So this kind of gets back to that a little bit with like the, you know, he's got the unhoused folks in the alley in the old ones.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, this kind of gets back a little bit to some of that humor.
Yeah.
But one interesting one is that bottom right in the middle. So it's Spawn Kills Everyone at the office. That was exclusive to Todd McFarlane Productions. They only made that cover and it was distributed in the office, and Todd would write whoever's name it was in that word bubble.
Yeah.
So like if it was Kid at the office, it'd be like, I'm going to kill Kim. And so there's that one's actually really collectible, I guess. And we're looking at that one, especially if you get one from an employee, is worth a lot of money. But what do we know? We just covered the insides.
I have a question for you, Johnny.
What's up?
Would it be better to work at a place where the HR representative has assigned Spawn Kills everyone in the office on their wall? Or do you want to stay far away from that company?
I think that's good HR because, like, you know, you understand that they get the joke a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's a cool one to get. I guess a lot of times Todd McFarlane Productions in their little office, in their little world, they'll do a lot of, like, unique covers and things like that. And then you get some of the extreme collectors trying to find them, which is interesting. Because we're both here for the story. We're here for the love of Spawn. Yeah. We're not really, like, hardcore collectors.
No, a lot of people would be very upset with how we treat our collectors.
We read them, which is, you know, weird. But
then I put them in a stack.
What are you talking about?
No, I put mine in a stack.
But that's the beauty of Spawn. It's only $2.99 every week, so you don't have to worry about it, you know? You just throw it around, beat it up.
Yeah.
So those are your covers.
Yeah, and
Spawn Kills Everyone.
And like all books, with a comic book, you got to open the cover to see who wrote it.
Right?
Most of the time.
And there he is! The Todd Father himself.
Yeah.
Todd McFarlane. Yeah. We know him. We love him.
Yeah.
Everyone has an opinion on him. he has many opinions
already
himself.
Today.
What?
We've heard several already. Dude.
We've heard several today. We're going around telling people we're doing a Spawn podcast, and one guy just like went on a tirade about Todd McFarlane. We were like, all right, I don't know. We just like Spawn.
Yeah.
And so the writer's Todd McFarlane. Artist is J.J. Kirby next to him here.
Mm-hmm.
Colors, we got SCO Placencia.
Mm-hmm.
We got letters. Tom Wojciechowski. We got to meet him on the floor today. He is here.
He's great.
He was awesome, super kind. And I actually got to meet him at SpawnCon in October. I went to SpawnCon in Denver. It was the first annual one. There's going to be another one this year, some point, September, I think. Keep an eye out on like SpawnCon. There's an Instagram and a website. But it was really cool. I had a lot of fun. It was a smaller con. It was just at a hotel in Denver. But they're going to be doing another one. And it's going to be getting bigger and bigger. So he was there. He's here now. He just has, he's a workhorse. I mean, he's done more Spawn than Todd McFarlane. He's lettered pretty
everything,
much
everything, and half the spinoffs at least.
Half the spinoffs. He's doing Gunslinger right now. He's going to do Deadly Tales of the Gunslinger coming up.
He just said his wife likes the Gunslinger stuff, so she's making him do all the Gunslinger books.
Who doesn't love Gunslinger?
He also likes the tall hat, so that's a stamp of approval for
him. That's good. Then we got creative directors Tom McFarlane again, and editor in chief John Goff.
I just learned he's a video game story writer, man.
He is?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
He also has written, John Goff is the editor-in-chief of this, has also written some Spawn issues, and is actually the advisor on the current Sam and Twitch, where they just launched, which, now that they came up, I just have to mention, just stand up. We are Sam and Twitch today.
Sam and Twitch. Well, in real life, too.
In real life. I eat donuts and smoke cigarettes constantly, and he's a really good shot with a pistol. So we're just like Sam and Twitch.
Yeah.
Bob, if you're listening, I don't really smoke cigarettes anymore. So next up, what do we got?
Yeah, we got right into the story.
Boom!
Starts off like the ideal Spawn issue. Like, this is what you want. Him beating people up, weird blammos, chain outlines, the bones.
And it's a chibi Spawn. This whole issue is basically a chibi Spawn kind of is...
He's got an ego head and a cute belly is what he calls it.
Yeah, he's got an ego head and a cute belly. And he comes to a con to... He comes to specifically... We're not there yet.
We start off with him being a badass.
We start off with him murdering everyone.
Yeah. Like, he's killing comic book people there.
He's killing comic book people.
And then we find out that he's just recounting his own experiences in the past while reading his past experiences.
On the toilet. This is where you get some good Tom McFarlane plop. Poop humor. He's basically complaining about how San Diego Comic-Con has become this place where you pitch movies, which sounds very Todd Father-esque. It's like someone is salty about a movie being made. I wonder why it's in this issue. You wonder. But you got a little chibi Spawn here, just kind of in the bathroom at San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah, and he's pumping himself up in the mirror because he says, well, just because Hollywood's a cesspit of comic book movies, that doesn't mean that I shouldn't get money off of it. And so, you know, he's like, I'm going to be the movie that comes out next year.
Well, yeah, and, you know, as we know, David, they've been dangling that carrot in front of us. It's been next year for what, like 10 years now or so?
I think it actually came out last year and nobody noticed.
Oh yeah, that's right, it came out. But it's in real life, not in Chibi Spawn's life, yeah. But it is at Blumhouse now.
Yeah.
There's supposed to be a script, so hopefully the new movie's coming. But Todd McFarlane loves to talk about it.
I don't know.
We don't know.
I think they finished the draft.
They finished the draft. We'll see.
And then, you know, Chibi Spawn will punch, pumped himself up. He didn't punch nothing.
Pumped himself up.
Has decided he's going to figure out where the movies are pitched. And through convention action, learns that it's Hall E. Right?
Hall E? Hall E, yeah.
Hall E.
So he's going to Hall E.
So he's going to Hall E, yeah. And he's pushing his way through a whole bunch of people who are dressed up for a cosplay contest. And we're led to believe that Chibi Spawn is indeed actually Spawn in a universe where Spawn exists as a comic book and other people dress up as other comic book characters.
It's a little sweaty.
It's a big ask, but... but that's... So he's... around all these people with costumes on, and he figures that since he is the real Spawn action, or Spawn action figure, action hero, superhero, whatever he is, that all the rest of them are too. So like he thinks that this guy, who is the first guy he kills in this book called Spawn Kills Everyone, is the Hulk.
He's the Hulk. And there's a Todd McFarlane trope that comes out here. Yes. I know we all know the clown.
The clown.
And we know some other Spawn villains, but he likes to use, like, as a larger gentleman myself.
Yeah.
He likes to use larger gentlemen as villains.
Yes, he does.
For some reason. I don't know why.
And then comment on it.
That's just his MO. Like clown, all of the mob bosses in Spawn.
Yeah, the first guy he ever fought.
Which was like a big old mob boss in like issue 2.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. He loves that. So you know, Tom and Father probably wouldn't like me. He probably thinks I'm a villain.
Probably. I think you're a villain, Johnny.
I am a villain.
But
I'm a villain of the podcast.
All that to explain that it just ends up with a fat joke at the end. It was fun. To fit with the flatulent theme. And then, you know, he goes on to another kill. He kills Deadpool. And what is perhaps the sweatiest pun of all time, Johnny?
Is it? I think the next one's sweatier. But he makes a pun about killing him, and he says, now you're dead in a pool of blood. So, really got him there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this is funny. This is kind of weird, too, because it's like Rob Liefeld created Deadpool and their buddies. So it's weird that you'd have him in there and killing him. It seems like he's kind of maybe jealous a little bit of the movie.
I don't know. Either that or he admires people who get killed in this book, Johnny.
Maybe he admires everyone that he kills off.
That's what I would believe. And then he kills Darth Vader and Yoda.
Okay, so this is a father and son. He kills a father and son dressed as Darth Vader and Yoda. Spawn's just on a rampage. And basically, he makes a really, 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 really bad joke where he says, you're really small Yoda, like a toy Yoda, and I'm about to drive you with my fist. And then he cuts off the child's head, as you can see right there at the bottom. Or no, Vader tries to kill Spawn, misses, and cuts off the child's head.
Which is a little messed up.
A little messed up, but, you know, hey, it's Comic-Con. It's going to happen. It's SDCC. It's crazy.
Yeah, and then the most canonical of event catastrophes, Johnny, happens, and it is the falling of the chandelier. And if we're going to talk about sweaty, I'm going to make a sweaty comparison where Spawn Kills Everyone is actually the exact same story as The Phantom of the Opera, including the chandelier crashing.
Okay.
I'm
on board for that.
He's a villain that obviously doesn't interact with this world very often, and he wants them to produce his musical, Johnny.
That's true. And Spawn is very Phantom of the Opera-esque, or like Darkman a little bit.
Yeah.
There's that kind of Phantom-adjacent hero where they live in an alley, they got a messed up face.
Yeah.
They usually have a woman that they love, like Spawn's got Wanda, Darkman's got Linda, or whatever her name is, and Phantom's got Christine.
Christine Daae.
So, you know, there's some fan of the opera in there.
Yeah.
Just, even with the dropping of the chandelier. I can see that.
That's what makes it.
That's what makes
it. If it weren't for that, then it would be even sweatier.
It would be even sweatier, yeah. But no. And then he makes a joke about Darth Vader where he says, you have too many movies, which maybe this came out like after Rogue One. I don't know. It's like, has Darth Vader been in a lot of movies recently? Not really. But
you'd know better than I would.
Yeah, I would know better.
Yes, you would. I would defer to you.
He hasn't. He was in Rogue One. And he was in a bunch of TV shows, okay? It doesn't count. But then they kill Darth Vader with the chandelier at the bottom right there.
Yes, indeed. And that's the end of him.
That's the end of him.
That's the end of him. Also, real quick before we leave, he says, to quote your favorite, your most famous line, no.
I would argue that I'm your father. It's a more famous.
More famous, yeah.
No, it's pretty damn famous.
He does say no. He does say no a lot, though. So if he's going by fame, by
what he says. No, he does say no. Well, they added in the no. They added in another no.
That's why he thinks he's famous.
When he throws the Emperor on the DVD or on the Disney Plus version, he now also says no. There's so many no's now.
So many no's. Maybe the Todd Potter was on something we didn't realize.
Something we didn't know. No.
I also spoiled this because I skipped too early, so people got to see it.
Okay, so then we've got we got more kills.
The kills of fun. Iron Man.
Kills Iron Man.
He
cut yeah. It's so good.
Well, the worst part is he digs open the can, and he sees just a scared kid in there, and he gets so upset that it's not actually Tony Stark that's why he kills him.
Yeah, he like rips it open. And
he's like, I got ripped off. I wanted Tony Stark.
Absolutely messed up. That's exactly what the Phantom would do. He was petty as hell. That's basically what Masquerade was.
And he kills him in front of a bunch of like comic book or like Cartoon Network characters. Like, you look on the top one in the middle, there's like Finn and like all the characters from Adventure Time, and there's also Mojo Jojo from Powerpuff Girls. Who's like, why is he in there? I don't know. They're just throwing everything in there. But Spawn. Little cheeky Spawn kills this Iron Man, slices him out.
He's so cute, but he's so spicy.
He's just so spicy. He's just so. I mean, Spawn as a character is a brooding.
Yeah.
Is a kind of like brooding. Yeah,
he's kind of pokey.
He's kind of mopey, but you know he's got a lot to mope about. He lost his wife.
Yeah, but he also has a lot to not mope about. He gets to hang out with Bootsy.
He gets to hang out with like Haunt and like the Scorch and everybody.
Yeah.
But.
You got to hang out with Saigor?
Yes,
you know how much money I would give to hang out with Saigor?
Yeah,
a lot.
You do like the monkey. Lot. They use Saigor in the covers a lot, but he's not in the book enough.
Not in the book enough.
Where's Saigor?
I don't know. Okay, so the next person he kills is it's a double one.
This is where you know it's definitely from 2016.
Yeah, from July 2016.
Because he goes to, he sees Red Skull, uh-huh. And Donald Trump is there.
Oh my God.
Exactly. So Todd McFarlane, in his craziness, decides to have him cut off Donald Trump's head and switch it with Red Skull. And he says, that's better. So that makes sense. That's pretty good.
Then he kills Venom. He kills Venom.
He kills everybody.
An ignoble end for a previous Todd McFarlane co-creation, Venom.
Right, because this is kind of like interesting, because it's Todd McFarlane's creation killing his other creation.
Yeah, and he farts him to death. farts him to death. We told you that these were puerile issues.
Yeah, this is the part where it really gets real
fart-y. The most serious part of the issue.
Fart! And that's how he kills Venom, which is funny. It's interesting because like
we just met the man who got to write these very letters.
Yes, that's Tom Wojciechowski. You can go meet him and be like, "I saw your fart on a panel at SpawnCon or Comic Con."
You renamed
it to SpawnCon now. In this room, it's now SpawnCon. I actually did see some good compared to last year. I saw two Spawn shirts out there.
Nice.
I hear a lot of good Spawn back issues. There were some really good like really spin-offs. Good, I saw a bunch of Curse of the Spawn. I didn't see as many toys as I did last year. Maybe that people have been buying them up, but I definitely did see a lot more shirts and stuff, which is good. Because I remember last year I came, and the one thing I wanted was a Spawn shirt, and I didn't have it. They had one that was like a medium, something I couldn't fit into, but they have a bunch, something I couldn't fit into. They have a bunch this year, so
yeah,
that's
yeah,
good.
That's good.
That means our man's growing. I mean, Spawn's just
yeah,
he's got his universe expanding.
Character.
Yeah,
he's a fun character.
What are you gonna do?
So then his next kill is he kills all of the Walking Dead.
The entirety.
The entire Walking Dead.
Wow. You got Negan up there.
A whole bunch of zombies.
A whole bunch of zombies.
I don't know.
Michonne.
Yeah, I don't watch The Walking Dead, so I don't know who all he kills, but he kills all of them.
Those are the only two main characters, and then the rest are just walkers. And then, of course, since it's Todd McFarlane, he has to have a shout out to
Robert Kirkman. come write a Spawn story.
Yeah, he said that last panel. He's like, "Sorry, Captain Kirkman, please come write a Spawn book." So this is Todd McFarlane, even though he's sober, was on that good stuff when he wrote this.
It made him extra sassy, too. He's pretty sassy at a baseline, but this made him extra sassy. And then, to follow it up, he gets mistaken for having been a contestant at the costume contest that was judged by Todd McFarlane himself.
As you can see,
he wins the first prize at the costume contest, and he gets pissed off that everybody doesn't realize that he's who he is. And so he kills Todd McFarlane.
Yeah.
I mean,
kills him good.
This man died in the middle of writing this book, Johnny. How did we
even get it?
He dies right there in the book.
He dies.
And yet there's more book after this.
It doesn't make any sense.
I don't understand how that happens.
What doesn't make any sense is why isn't Todd McFarlane come to C2E2 anymore?
Well, right now he's in Canada.
Well, why isn't he here?
Fan Expo Canada. Well, his dad is there, Johnny.
It makes sense he's in Canada. I guess he is from Canada. But he should come here and...
Yeah,
they need more of a Spawn presence at C2E2.
Yeah, or anything, or just they could come hang out for the weekend.
Yeah,
I'd be cool with that.
Yeah,
and then
he bursts through Todd McFarlane, like punches through him.
Yeah,
in that bottom right one there.
And then he gets serious again, and says that everyone needs to grow an ego head and a cute belly and start killing people that they don't like. Which maybe not the best message,
but I think that's the point. This Spawn is supposed to be. Yeah, he's out of hand.
Yeah, he's
a little. He's kind of a little shit.
He's a little hellion.
He's like, I don't know. Like, had anyone read this one shot before we just went through it? Yeah, it was interesting. Like, it's just fun. Like, it's just like a fun one-off, and I know that there's a sequel where it gets even crazier, and he kills, like...
And then there'll be another one later this year?
There's another one this year. Yeah. So this year, they're coming out with Spawn Kills Every Spawn, which is going to be Spawn killing, like, She-Spawn, Gunslinger, and all the other Spawns, so that'll be pretty fun. But it's another, like, goofy one. the end. That's the end of the issue, ?
So, I mean, I remember it taking a lot longer to read through it than that.
It's the adrenaline.
It's a weird sort of time space you fall into where it takes no time to read it, but it's also so bizarre that it feels like it takes forever.
It's just like a fun Tex Avery cartoon, and it's fun that they got to take Spawn and do something crazy with it. And the reason we picked this for doing this live show is because it takes place at a con, obviously, and it's just a little more irreverent. But
it's not a bad Spawn to have as your first Spawn.
It's an interesting introduction, that's for sure, if it is your first Spawn.
Or at least not the worst.
It's not the worst. There's
I don't know if it's the best. Would anybody continue on 19 series of this character based off of this issue alone? Because they're doing it. They're going to have 19 books.
Pretty soon.
19 books.
Because we've got all the four core ones and then all the spin-offs and... Yeah, it's good. Is it really 19?
I think so, because there were supposed to be 14 new titles, or 15 new titles.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right, Spawn's Universe.
It better be 19, because that's what I put in the copy for this particular thing, and I don't want to be...
You don't want to be a liar on that.
I don't want to be blasting on Maine something that's not...
Telling tales out of school. So, David, what do we do after we read these issues?
So, usually by this point, I have been distracted three or four times by some dog or another doing some other or something that they shouldn't do.
It usually comes around the end of the issues, luckily, and then we get to rate the puppies. So it's time for us to rate the puppies. Honest opinions, we're going to need the big one. Out of 1 to 10, what does everybody rate the one all the way to your right?
Seriously?
That's it.
I have 11 dogs, and he's my favorite.
He does look drunk.
Yeah, well, he ain't got no teeth.
Oh, wow.
Man.
Wow. What about the little one?
The little one left, she's a porker. She's shaped like a football.
What do we give? What do we give the one? What is the one in the middle doing?
He's trying to eat grass. That's Mr. Rufus.
Okay.
He doesn't. He can't see anything or hear anything, and just walks in circles.
Yeah, David is a caretaker of elderly puppies. So he's a good man.
Okay.
But they always in the actual episodes we listen we record. They're always trying to bark and get in on the episode. So we gotta give him a tip of the hat.
So we always refer to this as rating the puppies, and really the puppies is the issue.
Yes. So this is where we review the issue we just went over.
Mm-hmm.
Spawn kills everyone one shot.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Plus the puppies.
But yeah, I mean, it's a fun issue. It's really irreverent. It's nice to like get that Spawn that's just a little less serious. What I like about Spawn, just the whole thing, is it can have like so much multitudes of stuff. Like you have the really dark issues in the main line. Mm-hmm. Scorch is really fun and action-y, and you have Gunslinger, which is a little more goofy and like kind of comedy sometimes. And this is in that comedy zone. And what's cool about Spawn and why he's endured since 1992 is that he's flexible and he can make fun of himself, and that's what I like about him. And this was a fun one. I can't remember what I rated it. But
okay, so we always give it a 1 to 5 rating on an item that we focused on a little bit in the issue. And Johnny rated his 3.5 sweaty Yoda puns.
3.5 sweaty toy Yoda puns is what I give this issue because, I mean, the toy Yoda pun is just like, really? Okay. But it's fun. It's fun to see Spawn like just like take the piss out of it a little bit and just have a little bit of irreverence to it. It was a good issue. What do you think, David?
I enjoyed it the second time I read it. The first time I read it, I was a little taken aback.
It is a lot to take in. Like,
I'm pretty sure I actually like clutched my throat when I read it the first time when I was reading it on a bus surrounded by a whole bunch of children. I thought a parent was going to escort me away.
That's the worst part about reading like Image comic or like Spawn, and then like what was I reading on the bus? I was reading like you don't have to read like Witchblade on the bus. You might get in trouble.
Yeah.
Some of the Spawn covers too are like you open it up and you're just like, whoa, a little gory in there, but you know.
Yeah. There was one particular issue of Local Man that I read on the train without realizing that there was going to be full genitalia in it. And
oh,
it was
wow.
Like, ah!
I remember reading the Why the Last Man on the train where he's getting like, there's like the bondage woman. And I was like, whoa! I was like trying to read it without like showing off too much.
It's really bad when it's at night and you try to lean against the window, but it's just...
It's just going to reflect it.
Yeah.
And then everyone sees what you're doing.
But you know, second and third reading ratings, not so pearl-clutching. I enjoyed it. It was fun. It was a great little escape from basically everything.
What we normally read,
And I really appreciated the watch that Todd McFarlane had. And so I'm going to give it 4 watches. and it just happens that the watch actually only appears 4 times in the issue, so...
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. It's
real fun. That's probably more work than I needed to put into that, huh, Johnny?
No.
I'm wondering where my focus is going.
No, I want a Spawn watch now. Well, anything with that Spawn orb is pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. That's it.
That Spawn kills everyone.
We focused just on the Spawn this time. We usually tangent about random things throughout
Well, we can talk a little bit about like what is your Comic-Con experience been like, David?
This one in particular?
Yeah, this one in particular. You didn't get any fights with any Hulk-dressed people, did
no,
you?
No, I didn't. I didn't. No, I also didn't sit on the toilet with my pants fully off, so I think I'm doing slightly better than this.
Slightly better than that Spawn, yeah.
It's not been too bad. This is my first one in several years, and I think I've aged more than I thought I did.
Walking around can get to you.
I am a sleepy man. And but other than that, it's been fun. I've missed it. The last time I went to a convention was pre-pandemic, so...
Okay.
This is my first time being around this number of people since then, so.
It's been a while. I came last year, and I went to, before pandemic, I came here for Star Wars Celebration, so. If you listen to the pod,
that was
in
2018, or was it
2019? Okay. It was right before The Rise of Skywalker came out and disappointed everybody. It's been a good Comic-Con. Like I said, there's more Spawn stuff this year, it seems. Has everyone been keeping up with the new Spawn series? Yeah? Which is your favorite out of them?
Probably
Gunslinger.
Yeah,
so much fun. We love the Gunslinger.
So much fun.
He's got a little dinosaur. He's got a dinosaur and a giant hat. What's not to love?
Yeah.
We're really excited to see where it goes after this 350, because if you guys don't know, Spawn kind of just had a big... tumultuous event where everything kind of culminated this issue 350, and it kind of affected all the other titles, and we're seeing where the fallout is from that, which you have the new Spawn costume on, basically, because you got the new the cowl, or I don't know what you call it, but Spawn kind of lost his powers, so his cape isn't as crazy now, so now it's more like he has to kind of wrap it around himself, but... yeah, it was really cool that we got Spawn himself here to come. So that's pretty awesome. Yeah. we can see it after. And speaking of that, when we're done here, we do have stickers. So everyone, please come by and get some stickers for yourself and to pass around.
Well, I put one
anywhere.
I put one on one of the bridges across Michigan. Not Michigan Avenue, the river. And it's still there. It hasn't gotten buffed off. So they stick real good.
Hey,
they're real good stickers.
That is Spawn Kills Everyone.
Spawn Kills Everyone.
And we are regarding Spawn.
We are regarding Spawn.
Respawn.
And since we have people here, does anybody want to ask a random nerdy question about Spawn to see if we know?
Any Spawn questions?
Any questions at all? We'll even take non-Spawn questions, yeah? Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's a very popular remark. Uh-huh. Very good.
That's a great question. And there's actually a couple answers, but I would say right now, probably, I think the best place to start would either be with one of the spinoffs, either Gunslinger or King Spawn, or honestly, like 350 is a pretty good jumping on point. It just happened a couple issues ago. Pretty good jumping on point. They also had a really good jumping on point about 297. They did like a recap of everything that had come before and then just like started fresh. But even that, there's a little bit of filler right after that where I feel like you could start
filler.
At like 350 and still be okay.
350, I think, would be a good place to start.
But honestly, I would check out the smaller run, the new series, like our friend said, Gunslinger, is a great place to start. It's just a really fun, like, Western about, like, another Spawn from the Western times. And King Spawn is kind of the more serious.
Yeah.
Like, we describe it as, like, if regular Spawn... is like the network TV show. King Spawn's like the HBO version. It's just a little more serious, a little more dark. And that one's really good. Sean Lewis.
Definitely no fart jokes in that one.
No fart jokes at all.
Yeah. That's the serious, serious one. All the fart jokes moved to Gunslinger.
Yeah, all the fart jokes are the dinosaurs and Gunslinger.
Is that why that's my favorite series, Johnny? Oh,
it
geez.
Might be why. I think you like the fart jokes too much.
Hey, what can I say?
He loves them.
They're good. They're always funny. Always funny.
Well, no, there's a certain amount, right? You said Mel Brooks in
Blazing
Saddles. When Mel Brooks was making the fart scene around the fire in Blazing Saddles, he had to test how many farts to put in, and there was one that was too many.
Cut
it out.
Too many farts. So scientifically proven, the funniest number of farts is Blazing Saddles.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I would say those, that's a good place to start. If you want to go crazy, they do have the compendiums out now, which are pretty affordable. Like, they're like $50 for 50 issues, and they go all the way up to, I think, $250 they've got so far. So those are always a really good place to start. But it's been fun. Like, I just got in. I've always, like, loved Spawn. Like, as a kid, I was into it and kind of had a big gap, but I really got into it recently, and it's been fun just to kind of just jump in and discover what I've discovered and, like, you know, it does have a continuity, but it is loosey-goosey enough. You can kind of jump in and out with it.
Yeah.
So I would say just whatever you can find or get your hands on, or maybe some of the new stuff, I think would be a good place to start. Yeah, of course.
Gunslingers. And, well, also, if you like X-Men, The Scorched is an X-Men analog, so it doesn't have anywhere near as many people, so it's less confusing.
Yeah.
So
That's the team book. That's She-Spawn, Haunt, Gunslinger, like a whole, basically She-Spawn, Redeemer, and Medieval Spawn are kind of the core members, but they, everyone in Spawn's universe kind of comes in and out, but yeah. And
there's a team,
Scorch, which is our catchphrase, may the Scorch be with you. The Scorch is the Spawn team.
We like a Star Wars pun.
We like bad Star Wars puns, just like the Todd Father does. That's why we like the Toyota. It's obviously, we're cut from the same cloth.
Yeah.
Any other questions from anybody? Sweet. Well, thank you so much for coming, guys. Please come up and grab some stickers and keep spreading that Spawn love. And we are Respawn, available wherever you get a podcast.
Yeah.
And if you're getting into Spawn, we'll help you guide you along. So
yeah.
Thank you, everyone, so much for coming in. It really meant a lot to have some people here. So thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Awesome. And that is Spawn Kills Everyone at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
All right. Sweet.
Hopefully not based on a true story.
Hopefully not. Hopefully not, or we're all doomed.
And there we have it. The first live regarding Spawn episode in the books. We enjoyed the book. We enjoyed talking about it. We enjoyed talking with all the Spawn fans at C2E224. We enjoyed talking to the Tom Father, Tom O himself. Oh my God. Such a good time. We wish you all could have been there. This is the next best thing. Another next best thing would be if you didn't get the stickers that we talked about in the show, send us an email at regardingspawnpod@gmail.com. Give us your address. We will send you a sticker. How about that? It's like you're at the live show because you get the stickers and the audio. And you didn't even have to go. Beautiful. Don't forget to follow us at Regarding Spawn Pod on Instagram. Don't forget to give some love to our wonderful maestro of music, Mr. Brian Voiles, Brian_Voiles_27. We don't think we'd be anywhere without him. So go ahead and give him some love. Give him some love. Don't forget to read more Spawn. Don't forget to read more comics, especially the comics about Spawn. You can read non-comic Spawn-related stuff, but, you know, just keep doing what you're doing Spawn-related. And, you know, everybody, from me, on behalf of Johnny and myself, from, you know, all of the good times we had at C2E2, thank you. And may the Scorch be with you.